MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Joining now with Mia Kruger from Kruger International, where she is, of course, a director. Mia, appreciate the early morning time. A Dis-Chem update came out yesterday, 6 months ending August. Good numbers. HEPS expected to be between 32.6 and 37.6%. Looking at Dis-Chem versus Clicks, I mean, do you have a preference between the two, or an either, neither? Or I mean, sometimes is it a case of perhaps both?
Good morning, Simon. Yes, I think, you know, when we saw Dis-Chem come to the market, there was a lot of excitement and exuberance around the company listing, because everyone that is familiar with the sector has been such fans of Clicks. And Clicks is probably one of the best run companies on the JSE and has performed very well for investors. And over the years, the returns were very strong. They've been a solid company and a good investment. And I think everyone expected the same from Dis-Chem. So Dis-Chem came to the market, of course, not in a company as established as Clicks, and still on the acquisition trail, as we also see now in the update. We've heard about all the acquisitions even going now into insurance. And all of that is making it a slightly different sort of beast than we've seen with Clicks. Clicks more stable, in my view, and Dis-Chem slightly more, and I wouldn't say unstable, but you know, there's more prospects of, you know, of change in the future, and you don't really know exactly where they will expand into, if I can say it like that. So when you consider the valuations on both of these, when we look at Dis-Chem, it's had a strong run over the past year. We've seen the share price up, I think it's over 70% over the past year, where Clicks has not shot the light out like that. I think it's less than 30% up the share price compared to many of the other strong runs. I mean, this year on the JSE, we got used to big numbers. And the valuation has actually just showed us that. So Dis-Chem forward PE looks quite similar to that of what we've seen from Clicks at the moment. But still, you know, it's two different companies. One's a very settled company, and one is one on the acquisition trail, still finding its feet.
Yeah, and I like your point. We have suddenly had to get used to big numbers when 30% puts you in second place. A quick question: agricultural stocks. I've had a lot of folks in the last day or three on Twitter and the like asking me about them. We don't have a massive number on our local exchange. The biggie, perhaps, Carpagri. Do you have a preference in agriculture? Perhaps even an offshore one, which is preferred?
Well, Simon, once again, most of the agricultural companies are not listed, as you say. So so if you want to really look in the space and look for the agricultural sectors that you think are the strongest sectors for growth in South Africa, we know that nuts are particularly profitable, but there's nothing listed that offers you any exposure there. And you really don't want to get into farming if you're not a very, very seasoned farmer. And even then, it's very risky, we know. So hats off to the farmers. But yes, it's a difficult one to invest in from the listed side. Also, most of these companies are smaller. We know, you know, Zeda being one of the ones that's been a holding company in the agricultural space for years, has sold Pioneer, which is really a food company and not an agricultural company any longer. And it's changed a lot. So Zeda, we were excited about it because it said it's going to change tact. It's excited about what it's going to do, but we don't really know what it's going to do yet. They haven't told us exactly. They've just paid the big dividends. The underlying businesses there have done well, which Cobb Agree, which you referred to, is one of their holdings also. But not a lot of options in this space. And as I say, mostly it's a very, very broad agriculture. It's a very broad a term. Firstly, we need to just quickly, I'll just touch on it, but I mean, anything from Illovo, Tongaat falls into to agriculture with sugar. We've got the chicken, the poultry guys, which are really struggling businesses that are very, very difficult to make returns from. And then we've got the fishing side of the businesses with Oceana and those companies, and then all the way through to Carp Agri, Zeda, with slightly slightly sort of more fruit and Cape orientated businesses in their portfolio. So yes, it's a broad one. You need to know exactly where you want to go, and then finding something to give you the entry point is quite hard.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the way, when I say agri, I've got to be honest, I'm thinking Co-op Agri and the like. But actually, you're right. It's all those others as well. And of course, then they are deeply cyclical. We'll leave it there. Mia Kruger, Director, Kruger International. I always appreciate the early morning. Our poll today, which we're asking on our LinkedIn and Twitter, talking about that Dis-Chem update, Dis-Chem versus Clicks. I mean, they are different businesses. Do you have a preference, perhaps one or the other, or both, or perhaps neither? You can have your vote, have your say on Twitter and LinkedIn. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.